This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it. The time now, 6 minutes after 8 on this beautiful Friday evening. You are tuned in to Real Talk and we are hoping to get your engagement both on the social media platforms of the Facebook where we are live as well as on the VOC app. Do get your fingers tapping over there. Tell us how you're doing, how you're feeling. Not forgetting the WhatsApp line on 0829-913-913. We do welcome to the airwaves, with it being Women's Month, none other than 21-year-old Miss Radia Smith. Assalamu alaikum to yourself, sister. How are you doing?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm all
alhamdulillah. I am alhamdulillah. I think we
so
all
am I.
Are too.
I'm doing great.
I hope that you're doing good this evening, sister. Welcome to Real Talk. It's an absolute pleasure to have you. I'd like, firstly, for you to give us a bit of a brief background on what is it that you do and what inspired you to get to work on this.
Okay, so my business name is Rod Artistry, and it's derived from my name, Rodia. It's a self-made business over the years, and I've always been passionate about Arabic calligraphy and just my art on all. From a young age, I've loved art. I've enjoyed being creative with my hands, and I can definitely say that I inherited from my dad, my late father, Fayyam Smith, now we're granting Jamma, inshallah.
Ameen.
I was 16 years old when I started my hijab journey at a boarding school called Fatima al-Zahra, and that's when the love of the Quran started. And I decided to join my art and the kalam of Allah and created beautiful drawings, just like on simple paper. And slowly but surely, I eased my way into painting it on canvas and things like that. And eventually, I completed a few art pieces, and people were interested in buying it. So fast forward, actually, to 2018, when I did a short course on Arabic calligraphy just to perfect my letters and my design more. So that's what basically is about.
MashaAllah. And Raji, you know, explain to the listeners who haven't gone onto Instagram and seen your work at Rod's Artistry, what exactly does it encompass? You know, if they've never seen this, explain to us, paint that picture.
Okay, paint. So my art, it's basically on canvas or like on super wood. The background that I do for my canvas or super wood, I use this technique where it's acrylic pouring. So it gives us that marble kind of look to it. And like most of my art pieces are in neutral colors, so unless requested differently. One of my most unique art pieces that is popular, it's around super wood, which is about 25 centimeter or like 33 centimeter in diameter. And it has this beautiful natural rope around it, which you can have hanging up to you. And besides my art, I do epoxy work as well. So like on jewelry boxes, posters, and kitchen trays, anything can be personalized to your liking, basically. And things that I do is perfect for housewarming gifts, wedding gifts, or even just birthdays.
Absolutely. I can vouch for that. Shukran again.
If you didn't see it yet, by the way, I do suggest that you head on to Instagram and check it out. It is absolutely stunning. The different colors the sister uses and the way the calligraphy is actually like incorporated into this beautiful designs. It's really stunning, inshallah.
Rory, I'm just looking at your work now, right? And I saw it before we actually went on here. And it's absolutely amazing, like the things you're doing. And especially the one that you described with the wood and like the circle. And my question is, as somebody who has absolutely no artistic ability, how do you come up with these things? Like, how does the creative process like begin? How do you go through with it? And also, how do you motivate yourself to keep going, especially with these artistic things? You know, a lot of people, they start with these things, they say they're going to begin, and they often lose faith like halfway through. Okay, so can you just maybe like educate our listeners on how you start and how you keep yourself going?
So I get a lot of my inspiration on Instagram. I can there's a lot of artists I follow that overseas and things. It, for me, it seems like they're always motivated and they're always going and you know, going for their goals and things and creating beautiful artworks and things. That always motivates me to just be on that level and just to go further and always being surrounded by Quran and things. That's the things that inspire me also to, you know, be connected with that. And I just find it so beautiful, and that's what motivates me.
MashaAllah, it really is so beautiful. And Radia, you know, finally, where can people get in touch if they want to know more?
I have a few pages, which is my Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok handle, which is Rod's Artistry. And if they would like to message me on WhatsApp, it's 076-143-7176.
Business only, hey? Business only, please.
Yes, business only.
Yes, owner and founder of Rod's Artistry, Radia Smith. Shukran so much for joining us this evening. And may Allah place barakah in your business, inshallah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right now, let's take a quick break, inshallah, and when we get back, we'll continue.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.